So some presuppositionalists have defended the uniqueness of Van Til's argument by pointing out that for Van Til, it is not enough to say that with Aquinas, that causality proves God. For Van Til, it is important that even the denial of the causality proves God. So Van Til argued that even atheism presupposes theism, even the denial of God presupposes God. Because again, we're tracing all things back to whether it be rationality, scientific method, ethics. We're saying that only in the biblical Christian God do you find the proper justification for assuming all those things within nature. And so even atheism presupposes God. So the double argument that either the affirmation or the denial of something presupposes God fits in well with some definitions of presupposition in modern analytic philosophy.
Right. Now, he's going to take serious issue with this kind of what he called double argument, right?
Right.
Even the atheist who, you know, denies God is presupposing God. Well, wait, not so fast. He says, then God is not merely the transcendental ground of intelligibility. He is the transcendental ground of intelligibility and non-intelligibility, and meaningfulness and meaninglessness.
Right.
But he says, if you do that, right, if you do this kind of double argument here, he says this dissolves form the original meaning and attractiveness of tag. Do we really want to say, he asks us, that even a meaningless, unintelligible world would presuppose God? Well, he's saying, no, I don't think that's what we want to say, right? What would presuppose even meaning in a meaningless world? Right. Well, in fact, you know, nothing, right? Not even God is intelligible, not even to himself in that kind of world. Mm-hmm. And so what's the point here? Well, he says, what kind of God would he be, right? And so he must reluctantly conclude, Frame tells us, that at this point, the transcendentalizing of apologetics kind of implodes into nonsense. So you can't have this double kind of, you know, argument where the atheist even presupposes the denial of God presupposes God, because he suggests that kind of moves you off into some type of meaninglessness. And we're trying to make God, you know, the foundation of meaninglessness. And what in the world does that mean? Right.
Right.
So he takes issue with this kind of double argument.
Mm-hmm.